Rise and shine, everyone. How's it going out there? This is Amy, and it's time for Amy's Kids Show. And I am so excited once again to be here. I cannot believe how magical the entire universe is. It's so magical. And today we are going to celebrate something so amazing, so huge among us, so important. I can't believe we haven't celebrated it before. Well, the reason why we're celebrating this very big, enormous, special part of our solar system today is because I have a special guest. Again, the best part about doing a radio show for kids is that I can invite all kinds of friends on the air with me so that they can meet you and you can meet them and they can share all the things they want to share with you. And I have a very, very special guest here today. Why don't you come on up? Come on up to the microphone here. Hello? Hello? Are you there? I don't know if we can hear her. Let's see here, folks. Maybe if I turn the music down, she's a little soft-spoken. Oh, my. Well, my little friend here, I don't know if you can hear her over all the barnyard animals, but her name is Lulu. Lulu, and she is a cat. And we've had lots of cats here on Amy's Kids Show before, but does anybody remember the cosmic cats from outer space? Oh! There she is. Yeah, come on up, sweetie. Come on up. All right, so she's coming on up to the microphone. We have a special cat named Lulu in the station today. And she is not just an Earth cat, but she's an Earth cat that has gone to outer space. Yeah, who knew that there were so many cats who like to go to outer space? I didn't know that. I thought the cosmic cats were the only ones. Turns out, no. See, even grown-ups. There you are. Lulu. Yes, see, she finally took her space helmet off. That's what it is. Yeah, it was hard to hear you before. Yes, with that space helmet on, it was very difficult. So Lulu is here because she just got back from visiting the most enormous, important part of our solar system. Do you want to tell the kids, Lulu, what is it that you just saw, huh? The sun. Yes, she just went to the sun. Isn't this exciting? With her friend, Kira. We are going to learn all about this today. That's why we have Lulu here in the studio. Thank you, Lulu, for coming. We're really, really glad. We're going to have a whole story in a little bit about the sun and Lulu and Kira's trip. Thank you for joining me, guys. We're going to celebrate outer space today with the cats on Amy's Kids Show. Thanks for joining us.
Twinkle, twinkle, big bright sun, here you are, my day's begun.
So the sun doesn't really rise and set. It doesn't move at all. The Earth rotates on its axis and moves around the sun.
But see that bright star by the moon? It's not always there. It comes and goes.
That's not a star. It's a planet.
It's a planet?
What? What?
Yeah, I'm your dad.
Planet shining in the sky. I can see you with my eyes. I once thought you were a star. It's hard to tell 'cause you're so far. You're a planet, yes, it's true. Red, orange, yellow, green, or blue.
But what about shooting stars and falling stars? What are those?
Look, a shooting star.
Twinkle, twinkle, shooting star. Streaks of light seen from afar. Rock. Earth's atmosphere lights you up. If you ever reach the ground, meteorites will be found.
red and green flashing star I see at night. That's my favorite.
Oh, Bongo, that's actually an airplane.
Airplane, airplane, flying round. Sometimes I hear zooming sounds. I can see your flashing lights moving slowly through the night. Now I know just what you are. You're my favorite, not a star.
Well, folks, do I have you curious to look up at the sky and see what you can see up there? This is Amy's Kids Show, and we have Lulu in the studio today. She is a space cat, and she has been to space. We are very excited to have her here today. We're going to do a little song that is going to... There you are. She brought some of her friends, too. All right, Lulu. So I'm glad you're here to share your story about going to the sun. But before we start, let's do a little wiggling. We're going to do a little dancing and exploring the solar system where you're going to be invited to spin like a planet. How would you do that if you were going to dance and spin like a planet? How about jump like an astronaut? Oh, the cats are very good at jumping. So you could jump like an astronaut at home, maybe. Maybe you can fall like a meteor, right? Fall. Can anybody gently fall to the ground like a meteor? And then freeze like a star. That's my favorite part. And our star is the sun, and we're celebrating her today. Let's do a little dancing, folks. Thanks for joining me.
Jupiter,
Saturn,
Uranus.
Uranus.
Neptune.
Neptune.
Let's go.
Change it up here a little bit. Something a little bit hip-hoppy and cool. Okay? Let's do it.
Mercury, planet, the closest to the sun. Venus, planet, it is the hottest one. Earth, blue planet, because of all the sea. Mars, red planet, so dry and rocky. Jupiter, planet, more moons than anything. Saturn, planet, nine icy rocky rings. Uranus, planet, can spin on its side. Neptune, planet, so windy you should hide.
Okay, we can go back to the other thing now.
These are the planets of our solar system. These are the planets.
Solar system.
Well, folks, here we are in our solar system all together. Isn't this great? With all of the planets, not just Earth, but all those other planets. So what is a solar system? Well, a solar system is all the planets and all the things and all the matter that swirls around a sun. And in this case, we're talking about our sun, who is our special, special celebration guest today. We are celebrating the sun, and the sun is just so gigantical and huge and important. It's the center of our universe. It's the center of our solar system. How could I forget? I've just been dancing around to our solar system. Our sun is the center of our solar system, and that is where all of the warmth and heat, well, not all the heat, but all the warmth and energy that we get from the sun is so important. So important for everything on Earth. And we can tell when springtime starts to come and the days get longer and the Earth tips towards the sun where we're living, and then we get warmth and energy from the sun. And that brings us to summertime and all the great things can grow. So we're celebrating the sun today. Thanks for joining me. Let's learn a little bit more before we have our story with Lulu. It's time for me to share the special story that Lulu the cat brought with her today. Thank you, Lulu, for traveling here to the radio station so that I could share this story about you and your friend Kira, who recently took a trip to the sun. This is in their imaginations, of course. They had a pretend trip to the sun. And so we're going to get to do that today, too. All of you listening and me, I'm so excited. We're going to travel today with Kira and Lulu as they visit the sun. Now, this book was written by Kat Davidson, and it is a project of Space Weather News. Now, space weather is something that we're going to be hearing a lot more about, because humans are learning more and more about space weather these days, and children listening out there, this is a very exciting time to be a child, to be learning about the space weather. This is something that your parents and grandparents and great-grandparents did not know as much about as you're going to get to know, because we're learning all the time. So this story is a short and sweet introduction to our star. Take a journey with Kira and Lulu as they take a ride to learn about the sun. A solar flare is soon released. Will they make it back in time to see what happens on Earth? So we're going to take a trip, a pretend trip, into space with Kira and Lulu, and we're going to hear some of the actual sounds in the background of what space sounds like and what the energy sounds like as it leaves the sun and travels to Earth. Here we go. We're going to begin on Earth with all the beautiful things that the energy from the sun makes possible. And we're going to start in the season that the Earth loves most, because it's when she faces, tips towards the sun the most, the summer. Kira and Lulu Visit the Sun by Kat Davidson. It's a beautiful day. The sun is shining so bright. Kira and her kitty Lulu are outside in the sun having a picnic. Cupcakes are such a delight. I have an idea that's never been done, Kira smiles and says, let's visit the sun. Mom and Dad and little brother wave goodbye as Kira and Lulu head to their rocket to fly. Travel safe and be careful. There is a lot to learn. Dinner will be ready when you return. As they flew into space, the solar wind blew. That's that space weather, solar wind. With the Earth behind them, it was a beautiful view. We're here! They shout as they get closer to the sun. They quickly climb out of their rocket. It's so bright. Grab your special solar sunglasses from your pocket. Feel the intense heat. And with the special sunglasses on, we can see the bright, swirling surface. Kira said, Lulu, look over there. Those are some sunspots and a big solar flare. We better get home soon. It's dinner time soon. Kira and Lulu, her kitty, get back in their rocket and fly back home to Earth. It's time to pass Mercury, Venus, and now the moon. That's our moon. They're getting close to home. What's that? Headed to the Earth with us. It's the solar flare we saw leaving the sun. When it gets to Earth, it is very fun. The energy from the sun creates a colorful show, and the sky is going to be filled with a wonderful glow. We have to hurry. Can you guess why? The northern lights will make waves of color shimmer across the night sky. The solar flare has just arrived. It's time for the colors to dance in the sky. home, Kira and her kitty Lulu watch the northern lights. It's been a long day. Oh, time to turn out the lights. Sweet dreams, Kira and Lulu. Time to say goodnight. The end. And this book is dedicated to those that find amazement and wonder in all that lies beyond the skies.
Have you ever played with magnets? They're pretty cool, right?
Actually, a long time ago, people thought magnets were magic because things would move without even being touched.
So, what exactly is a magnet?
A magnet is a rock or piece of metal that can pull certain types of metal towards itself. The force of magnets is called magnetism. It is a basic force of nature, like electricity and gravity.
And magnetism can either connect or move an object away that are made of substances made with certain materials, such as iron, nickel, cobalt, and steel. The force of magnetism is due to the motion of electric charges.
A magnet can't pull things like paper, glass, or cloth.
That's right, Quinn. Magnets can only move things that are made of iron or that have iron in it.
Magnets are normally composed of metal, iron, or other materials with a lot of iron in it, like steel.
And there are different types of magnets, like air core magnets, electromagnets, and permanent magnets.
There are also magnetic rocks called lodestone. They are found on the Earth's surface, and people used to make them magnetic by rubbing iron on the rock's surface.
And by doing this, this made the electrons inside them pull in the same direction. But the magnets you normally see every day are mostly man-made by using electricity.
So what is iron?
Iron? Iron? What is iron?
Well, Quinn, iron is made up of tiny particles called atoms. Iron atoms are made up of 26 electrons.
But why are magnets important?
Well, magnets are kind of fun to play with, but they are very important and used in a lot of different ways.
Magnets are in most electronic devices. Actually, anything that has a motor has a magnet.
Televisions, computers, iPads, tablets, phones, microwave ovens, they all use magnets to work.
They are even used to keep refrigerator doors closed.
And magnets are used in medical devices to create a magnetic picture, and they're also used in trains as well as to slow down roller coasters.
So how exactly does magnetism work?
Well, a magnet is an object that is made of materials that creates a magnetic field. And the magnetic field is actually invisible to the human eye.
The two ends of the magnet may look the same, but they do not work the same way.
And believe it or not, magnets have a north pole and a south pole.
If you get two north pole magnet ends and try putting them together, they will push away from each other.
And it's the same thing if you put two south pole ends together.
But if you take the end of a north pole magnet and put it near a south pole magnet end, they will pull towards each other.
Hey, guess what? Earth is like a huge magnet with a liquid metal core deep inside it. And this core spins, which creates a magnetic field with the north and south pole.
Before GPS satellites were made, a simple tool called a compass was used.
And a compass comes with a magnet that balances, and this is called the compass's needle. One end is marked with an N for north, or at least labeled to show that it's pointing north.
Because of the Earth's magnetic field, this magnetic needle was drawn to the magnetic North Pole.
Electricity and magnetism have a strong connection with each other, and this is called electromagnetism.
The term comes from knowing that a magnet can create an electric current, and an electric current produces magnetism.
And without it, we wouldn't have electricity or even electric motors.
Since most magnets you see are man-made, they lose their magnetism over time. And this is because they weren't originally magnetic before someone made them.
And dropping them, or heating them, or even hammering on them will also make magnets weaker. Scientists actually believe that birds can find their way home by using the Earth's magnetic field to lead them back from long distant flights.
Superconductors are the strongest magnets and are made from coils of wire. They are used for creating electricity.
Hey, guess what? Did you know that veterinarians will sometimes use magnets to recover wire or metal from the stomach of an animal if it swallowed something like that?
Some farmers even give their cows a magnet to swallow.
That's very true, Gus. In fact, this small magnet attracts nails and wire a cow accidentally eats. And without these magnets, the metal could move through the cow's stomach, damaging the cow's other organs.
This is a cool fact. Some cereals have enough iron in it that pieces will stick to a magnet.
And like we said before, a magnet always has a north and south pole. But even if you cut a magnet in half, it will actually make two magnets, and those two new pieces will also have a north and south pole too.
The Earth's magnetic poles are always moving, and they move several miles every year.
And believe it or not, Earth is not the only planet with a magnetic field. In fact, Saturn, Jupiter, Neptune, and Uranus also have magnetic fields. And here's one last fact. Did you know that cranes use enormous electromagnets to pick up scrap metal in junkyards?
Well, hey, guess what? Now you and I understand how magnets work and why.
Bye!
go, folks. Hey, guess what? Did you enjoy that last hey, guess what segment that was all about magnets and electricity and gravity and iron and all these great exciting things? Well, I'm back out here in nature. Can you hear the birds? Ah, it's a beautiful, beautiful day for celebrating our solar system. Because our solar system, where we live, our planet Earth goes around the sun. The sun, and our sun is our star, and we, all the planets in our solar system go around her, and we all get our energy from her, lots of warmth and electricity coming from these solar flares. We just traveled to the sun with Lulu and Kira and traveled back with a solar flare so that we could see how the electricity affects our planet and makes beautiful colors in the sky sometimes. It's very exciting. So this is a very exciting place to live here on Earth. Listen to all the wonderful creatures who love the sun. Listen to them singing. I think they're singing to the sun, right? And so we've been singing to the sun today too. And I really liked learning about magnets because magnets do have something to do with the sun. You know, where does the sun get all of her energy from? Well, it has to do with magnetism, electricity, and gravity. Those are three natural forces in our solar system, in the entire universe. In fact, all the stars in our universe follow these rules, these laws of magnetism, electricity, and gravity, and they all work together. It's so exciting. And so the sun is working on those natural laws. Our planet works on those natural laws. Our bodies even work on those natural laws. So Earth has metal in her, right? Our planet is built out of all kinds of matter. And one of the important parts of the matter that our planet is built out of, I mean, think of how big Earth is. It's so big when you look in all directions, you're looking off the edge of it because you can't even see. It's just so far, right? It's a big, round, beautiful planet. And she is rotating around and around, and then as she rotates, she goes around and around the sun. And that spinning with that rock, iron core, actually creates energy. I mean, that's how we create energy, so that we can run our lights and our house and our refrigerators and all of our electronics run on electricity. And electricity is usually made by humans by that spinning, that rotation, that movement of magnets and rock. And of course, we have iron in us too. We humans have rock inside of us. It's important for us to eat enough iron, probably so that we can feel those poles, the magnetism, north and south, running through our bodies to give us energy, I'd imagine, right? And so we do have rocks inside of us. We have tiny, tiny molecules of iron that we get from our food. And I really liked that experiment they talked about in that last segment, Hey, Guess What? Where they used a magnet to pick up some cereal from their breakfast. Well, why does cereal have iron? Well, a lot of times people will put extra iron in the cereal so the kids get the iron they need, right? So they put extra iron. So cereal can be sometimes a very high iron food, and you might be able to pick it up with a magnet. But please remember that when humans eat rocks like iron, we have to eat them in tiny, tiny molecules that have already, you know, been digested by plants and animals. We can't eat them whole like cows. Did you guys catch that last example of farmers having cows eat magnets? Right. Well, if a cow is very different. Cows have more than one stomach. And so if they put a magnet in one stomach, it's not likely to get through the second stomach or go any further in their body. But we humans, we have to be careful about that stuff. So please look around on the floor right now. If you have little kids in your house, look around and make sure there aren't any magnets or little things on the floor that they could swallow by accident. Don't swallow magnets. That's only for cows who are eating in fields and might accidentally, along with the hay, eat some other things too. Well, we're going to celebrate the sun, folks, because that's what we're doing. The center of our solar system. Thanks for joining me.
It looks like spring is here again. Now Mother Nature is our friend. We're on a roller coaster looking for a ride. It's time to go play outside. La la la. Happening in the sun. Everything's growing one by one. Look what's happening in the sun. Everything's growing one by one. Always knew it'd feel like this. The wind sure knows how to kiss. Going to the candy store to spend my pennies and time. I give you my heart if you sing me a rhyme. La la la. Look what's happening in the sun. Everything's growing one by one. Look what's happening in the sun. Everything's growing one by looks like spring is here again. Now Mother Nature is our friend. We're on a roller coaster looking for a ride. It's time to go and play outside. La la la. Everything's growing one.
the sunshine.
Afternoon.
Welcome back. We have come to the end of Amy's Kids Show today, and we have had a very special edition today. We have been celebrating the sun with our friends Kira and her kitty cat, Lulu. Lulu was here in the station today helping us to go on a trip with her, to imagine what it would be like to go to the sun. I know. Here's the kitties to tell us all about it. Thank you, guys. Yes, exactly. So we went to the sun with Kira and Lulu. This is a book that we read today by Kat Davidson. I know, guys. And it's put out by Space Weather News. And we talked about how space weather and the sun and how the sun affects our space weather and our weather here on Earth. This is something very important for all of us to learn about, because this is something that's going to be affecting all of us here on Earth as our magnetic poles are shifting and all kinds of exciting things are going on and humans are learning more and more. Yes, Lulu, come on up to the mic. Exactly. Right. That's why you came here today, to help us celebrate our solar system, our sun, who has such a great effect on our planet and on all of us, using special laws of nature. Magnetism, electricity, and gravity are special laws of nature that seem like magic, right? Don't they seem like magic? A magnet is magical, I think. But it's really just operating on basic laws of nature. And so learning to understand those laws of nature can be really fun, because then we can better understand how magical we really are. Because you are part of all of this amazing magicalness, right? The sun is always there, guys. It's always there, raining energy on us and sending energy and light and warmth to our planet and to us. And we have that light inside of us as well. That's why I really like that last shout out to the sun, right? Your little light is always going to shine. And remember that sunshine is always going to be your sunshine, even if there's clouds in the way, right? Even if it's snowing and even if it's nighttime, you know that sun is shining on some part of our planet and helping us and sending us all of her love and all of her energy. So remember, folks out there, you are my sunshine. You are everybody's sunshine. So let yourself shine out there just like the sun. Use her energy to spread her love to all the other humans and kitty cats, right? The kitty cats on the planet who really want to say thank you for traveling to space with us today. We'll see you next week on Amy's Kids Show. Thanks for joining us.
Duchess, don't you know, a little rain is gonna come and go, but I don't need sunny skies to sing about you. I'm not the birds up in the trees with an endless store of melodies, and I don't need sunny skies to sing about you.
sing about your laughing eyes, the way they fill the room, the way you light in the sky up on this rainy afternoon. For the flowers, thanks for the smile. I'm gonna sit and play my guitar for a while. I don't need sunny skies to sing about you. I sing about your dancing feet, the way you jump and spin, the way you open the door and let this world waltz right on in.
Don't you know, is a tune to say I love you so. And I don't need sunny skies to sing about you.
Oh, I don't need sunny skies to sing about you. I don't need sunny skies.